Welcome to Flip the Score. I'm Alex.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Josh, and I hate Windows 11.
Oh, man.
Something tells me a lot of people are going to be saying that.
It's a weird thing. But we're not here to talk about Windows 11. We could. But instead, we're going to give our 2021 Game Award predictions. I'm recording in my living room, and my kid is just standing up and walking. This is awesome. just randomly recording this. This is awesome.
On the floor or the ceiling? I need to know.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I lost him. Fuck. He might have went to the vets.
He's gone. He's outside. He's in the car. He's driving away.
He's leaving. He's leaving me forever. Before I go catch my kid, let's go talk about video games. Yeah. So I haven't played much. I've played two games, and one of them is Unpacking. I finished it. I really liked that game. It was very nice and calming.
You're fully unpacked now.
Fully unpacked. Kind of hit me in the feels a couple times. The one that kind of got me first was when she moves in the first time with a boy, and you have to put her diploma under the bed. And I was like, wow, that is really depressing.
Huh.
Is in that universe, are women not allowed to go to school?
I don't know. Like, it's just,
there
it's
is nowhere
so
else you
weird.
Could put it?
No, you cannot put it on the wall because like so huh. it's so I mean I'm assuming you guys have checked it out and played it.
Yeah, I haven't played it at all.
So you know when you like go to pick a picture and you can kind of mount it like horizontally, it'll give you that option. No options. The only option was under the bed. And I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
crazy. And then
that's
the last
where I got
one,
my diploma.
Under the bed university. Yeah. And the last one that got to me is when you get married and you're about to have a kid. And that one was like, right to my heart. But it was a really nice, pleasant game. I liked seeing all the nostalgic video game consoles you unpack constantly. And each generation year you keep having like 2008, 2013. Here's the Wii. Here's the Xbox. Here's all these random things.
Do they actually show? Do they have them by name or just?
No,
or just
no.
By name.
But you can tell what it is.
I wouldn't even say it's one-to-one.
GameCube,
it looks a little bit different, but you know mm-hmm. it's GameCube, yeah.
Okay. It's pixelated enough where, like, you couldn't be like, oh, that's a rip, that's exactly what it is. But it's like, you're in that era, you're in that year. You can kind
of tell. It's the game square.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a really nice game. Everyone should go check it out. It's, not a big download. I think it was under 20 gigabytes. Mm-hmm. The only other game I've played is Halo, and we'll talk about that because I'm sure you guys have all played it. So, how about we get Andrew's other games besides Halo, and then we'll get to that.
So obviously, I haven't been playing as much as Halo as I wanted because I was sick for a little while.
Yep.
But other than that, I've been playing
not with the vid. You didn't have the vid.
Yeah, no. I'm sick too. You can invite. I got a croaky little voice. Yeah. It sucks. But
been playing more Forza.
I played a little bit of that. Like an hour.
Still there. And then the other game that I've been playing a lot of, which I think might be the game of the year. I'm having much fun playing this.
What
game.
What game is this?
Is Guardians of the Galaxy.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Really?
This game is so fucking fun. I have not had this much fun in the game, and I can't remember the last
time.
Okay,
so how do you feel about Guardians of the Galaxy in the MCU? Do you like them? Do you not like them?
I like them. They're not like they've
it's
never
not
been
one
like
to one.
Yeah. When I watch them, I'm like, oh yeah, it's So what are you asking me? Like, do I like the movies or
kind of because if like so like how do you are you comparing the two universes and the two characters and their personalities and stuff, or is there enough distinction between game and MCU that like they're completely different? Kind of.
So I will say that for most of the characters, there's no difference, and so like Rocket, for example, he's just a raccoon, and I think that they have the Rocket voice down pretty well to where like. Like if you didn't
so you
know
sound that, like Bradley Cooper?
No, I was gonna say if you didn't know that was Bradley Cooper voicing him in the movies, you wouldn't know it was him. So like this is like it sounds close enough to it to where you're like, all right, yeah, that's Rocket. And then with Drax, it's not Batista, but whoever does the Drax voice has that like kind of nuance that Batista puts in the role. And so sometimes it even kind of sounds like him. So, and the Guardians' personalities didn't come from the movie. They came from the comic book. So, like, they were portrayed in the movie well, and they're also portrayed well in the game. Okay. I would say that the only character to me that's a lot different is Peter, Star-Lord, but not in a bad way. Like, I'm still playing it. I'm like, okay, I think I'm like halfway through the game, and I like this Peter Quill.
Cool. Because I fucking hate Chris Pratt's Peter Quill a lot, because I think Chris Pratt is only good in Parks and Rec, and that is it. That's the only role he was ever good in. He played it so damn well. And then when he played Peter Quill, I was like, it's just Chris Pratt in space. It's not great.
Yeah.
That's good to know, because like that was my big worry, was like, how is Star-Lord going to be? Because that's the focal point. The rest of them are all, they can be funny, because I know Rocket is usually a funny character and such. So like, that's to know that Peter is a lot better built out.
Yeah. So instead of comparing this to the movies, I would compare this to other superhero games.
Okay,
so
cool.
of story-wise, so what the way they do Easter eggs and stories and stuff reminds me a lot of the Arkham games.
Oh, cool.
So there's a lot of, like, if you know your Marvel lore, there's a lot of Easter eggs that kind of, like, just like the Arkham games had for Batman and stuff. And what I also like, which this is subjective, it'll be to anyone's taste. You either like it or don't like it. I love the banter between all the characters.
Cool.
The humor hits me really well. There hasn't been too many of it where I'm like, oh, that wasn't funny. Like, there's been actually been a couple of points where I laugh out loud because it's pretty funny. They get the kind of the animosity between, because in the movies there's a lot of parts where a lot of characters have animosity toward each other, and they get that down perfectly here between like Rocket and Peter, and whatever. Finding the costumes throughout the game are really cool, because you can actually unlock the costumes that make them look like the MCU versions of all besides Peter, because you're not going to have Chris Pratt's face on it. Even Gamora, so you get Gamora's outfit, but her face doesn't change. So her face is still like
the new game. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and then Drax. So the video game version of Drax, his what would you call them? Tattoos, like the red
designs on them. I don't
know
if they're tattoos.
You know, they almost seem like to me, you know, like those raised tattoos people get.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like kind of like in like dermal implants.
Yeah.
Okay. So his designs in the game are different from the movie, but you can get his outfit to make him look like the ones from the movie.
But cool. I always looked at it as something that he was born with, and this is what his people have.
Okay, yeah. That's a good way of looking at it.
And then there's other parts of the game. So when you go to, do you remember the place in the movie called Nowhere?
Yes, I do, because that was hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Very funny. I laughed at that out loud. I'm like, Nowhere, that's funny.
So when you go to Nowhere in the game, the way you walk around it is very reminiscent of walking around the Citadel in Mass Effect 2.
Cool. It's like it's their hub, pretty much.
Well, in that chapter. So a lot of this reminds me of Mass Effect. However, in this game, it's not like you're picking planets to go to. It is a very linear story to where you just along it, and you go to different planets, but it's just...
When you went there, did you get Macho Man to go, you're going nowhere?
No. They didn't do that.
I got you for 3 minutes.
But there's definitely a lot in the game. It's like a big open area, so there's like a bunch of places that you can explore. You can go to the dude on Nowhere that like collects all the stuff.
Is it the collector?
No, his name isn't the collector. I don't think so.
Josh, Mark Hamill is the collector, right?
In the movies?
Yeah.
No.
I swear to God, that was Mark Hamill.
No, it's shit. This is gonna bug me.
I'm gonna look it up. Keep going. I'm gonna look it up because I thought it. I swear to God.
Yeah. So
I think it's Benicio del Toro.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it might be him. But so in the game, there's a museum you can go into, and it has like a bunch of like shit that he's collected throughout the universe that are a bunch of Easter eggs for like
it is Benicio del Toro. What the fuck did I? Yeah, it was Benicio del Toro. What the hell did I think that was Mark Hamill?
Yeah,
I don't know how the hell I remember that. I didn't even look it up.
Yeah, so it's really fun. I think so. There are 16 chapters in the game. I would say that like progression wise, this actually plays out like a Uncharted game.
Cool.
So you just do chapters, and then like there's collectibles to find in the chapters, and then you just can continue to go. I am on chapter 8, and I think I'm like 10 hours into the game. So I'm about halfway through. So I originally bought this on the 20th of November. There was a Black Friday sale.
Okay.
Now I bought it online on Best Buy. The next day it said it was supposed to ship. It said that there is pre-shipment details sent to USPS. The USPS was awaiting the item. It never got past that.
Okay.
I am playing my roommate's copy of the game.
Okay. That's
I have
something.
No idea what's going on with my game. It just says delayed.
So what?
So I'm going to have to contact. Yeah, I'm going to have to contact Best Buy and be like, give me my fucking money back. Because by the time I even get, if I ever even get the game from Best Buy, I'm going to have beaten it already. So
that's kind of crazy. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's why I'm glad I bought all digital. I'd be so upset. Like, you lost the thing I wanted. What the fuck?
Yeah. Man? I'm just happy that my roommate bought it, so I was able to.
I'm just going to blurt this out loud. So Persona 5 Royale Deluxe Edition is $20 on PSN. Because I was looking to see if
that's on sale. That's an incredible deal.
Yeah. Might pick it up. Anyways, continue.
So
you just had to bring up Andrew's other, like, you know.
Yeah, his obsession. I get it. I know.
Yeah,
I
let me, you know, speaking of Persona, let me.
God damn it. No.
No. So the gameplay of Guardians. So you obviously play, you only play as Peter. At least to this point, there's been no other points where he plays any of the other Guardians. So he has his blasters, and that is his only weapons. However, there's like different elemental things you can put on your gun. So I've unlocked electricity and ice so far, so I can like freeze enemies or electrify them. And then there's different powers you can use. So whenever you press L1, it brings up your Guardians wheel. Okay. And then you can press whatever guardian. They have different like super moves they can use, and so you can target an enemy. So at any given time, you can do four of them at one time. So there's like a bunch of like action just going around. So you like tell them what to do, and then they're off fighting or whatever. It's like actually like really fun and engaging, and it's like some of the best combat I've had in the game lately. So it's super fun. And obviously the soundtrack is actually like really fucking cool, because it's just a bunch of fucking badass 80s songs.
I have seen some people voice possible concern that in 3, 5, 10 years time this game is gonna be taken off digital stores because of its licensed music.
I guess that might
I don't
be an
think
interest.
So because I think that because of the way contracts are made now. I think that unless you're Forza, I still don't understand how Microsoft isn't making these contracts being like, these songs will remain in this game in perpetuity, that if you want it in the game, it just stays there. And
it could be because music is like really expensive.
Well,
licensed.
Actually, if you think about if you think about it, Forza doesn't actually get taken down because of the music. It gets taken down because of the car licenses.
I
didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So, which I'm assuming those are much more expensive than the
probably
like because to license like you know Genie or like you know really expensive Porsches, you know, license it expensive. So I would assume that especially because it has Disney behind it, I think it'll probably stay up.
Cool. I'm glad that you like it because. I haven't heard much. I've heard some people talk about it, and then nobody talked about it. And now I'm just like,
yeah.
I should
and
have
the
that
game's
up.
on the cheap right now. I mean, it's for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, so it might go back up to 60. But I would say if you can get this game on, I spent $25 on this game.
Damn, really?
Like, yeah, that was a great price to go into it. Look it up. Definitely worth it. And I'm, if you're a fan of the Guardians of the Galaxy, not even just the movie one, if you just think they're cool and flying around space is cool. And also, the original story in this is really engaging. It's like really cool. Really
okay, cool. That's awesome. Yeah. Sweet. Anything else?
That's pretty much all I've been playing.
Okay. Josh.
All right, so I haven't really been playing anything new, but I've been when we got those new FPS boost games from good old Microsoft, there's one of them that kind of caught my eye, and that is Mirror's Edge.
Nice. The original?
The original. So I started playing that. So on Xbox One X, I did get a resolution boost to 4K. And then with the FPS boost, and now it's now 4K 60. And man, this game is it is beautiful. It's by no means like the best looking game like by today's standards, but it definitely looks like a mid to even later last gen game. The colors pop so good. It has auto HDR.
Oh, wow.
And it's the game just it really looks a lot better than what a 2008 game really should. And I mean, I'm really enjoying it. You know, I did play it a little bit back in the day. I think it's got 9 levels, and I've actually almost beat the game. I finished level 8, so I'm on the last level, I believe. But back in the day, I only finished level 4, so I only got like maybe like 40% through the game.
Okay.
But now I'm really liking the story. The whole, you know, you play this runner named Faith, and she runs, information between between buyers and sellers, and trying to like topple down the really corrupt government and stuff. And then like her sister is a police officer, and she gets framed for a murder, and trying to uncover it. It's a pretty interesting story. Some of the parkour elements are a little frustrating, at least especially toward the end of the game, to where while the game does look really good and it's really fluid gameplay now. There are just some of the parkour elements are just a little, I don't want to say buggy, just not as good as what you get nowadays with, with better physics and stuff. But overall, you know, I'd say if anyone's looking for a good Game Pass game to try, Mirror's Edge is definitely something good. It's not that long. I really feel like if you played the game before and you go through it and you know where to go, You can probably finish this game in 5 hours, and so me, I'm pretty closely in. I think I'm maybe like 8 or 9 hours into it so far. So I think it's only like a 10-hour game.
Okay.
And then I wanted something to play on my Switch.
Okay.
And one game's always been on my bucket list. I've never really beaten is Bayonetta 2.
Okay.
So, and I've had it for several years. I've just never beat it. And so I've put a few hours in the lat. I'm on level 4. I don't know how many levels are in the game. Andrew, have you beat the game before?
No. Are you playing on Switch?
Yes.
Okay.
I played and completed the first game back on 360 several years ago.
I thought you did it on PS3.
Or maybe it was PS3. No, it was one of them. I really enjoyed the first one. I think it's very stylized. I really like the Bayonetta character. I mean, she's super sexy. She's super strong.
So sexualized.
Yes. She's
it's all about that hair today.
She's very strong-willed, and she's very she has a great personality. Like she definitely acts like she doesn't care about anyone, but then you kind of start to see through her, and she does really care about a lot of people. And then just one thing I always love is I love when stories are based on a religion to the point of they kind of flip it to where it's like God is bad and the demons are actually kind of kind of in the middle, not as bad. I kind of like when they flip it like that, because in this, the angels and God or I don't know about God, but the angels are definitely like up to shit, and I think it's really cool.
Interesting. And this was Bayonetta 2?
Yes, this is
the sequel. Bayonetta 2. Okay. All right. Anything else, Josh?
Other than just, you know, playing some more Halo. That's it.
Cool. We'll dive into Halo. So they released an update to fix some of the progression system, giving you more progression at the beginning of starting to play and then drip feeding you less towards, you know, like six or seven games. I've noticed a big improvement. I got like two or three levels the other night, and that's fantastic and great.
Oh, nice.
I really love this game. I'm playing it all the time. I'm thinking about it all the time. I want to keep playing it all the time. I'll tell you what, though. The toxicity on the subreddit for Halo is the worst thing I've ever seen in a video game in my life.
Yeah.
They are the whiniest bunch of assholes I have ever fucking seen. Yeah. Everything is wrong. Everything sucks. Everybody was lied to. They were scammed. They're scummy. None of these people have ever played a free-to-play game, apparently.
They're scammed on a free-to-play game.
Just because it has the Halo name,
yeah,
everyone expected it to be something else.
Yep.
Understandable, I get that. But it is a free-to-play game, and they did it for a reason, to monetize as much as possible.
Yeah.
Now, are there things that I want in this game? Hell yeah. I want the option to pick a playlist, because I think some of the playlist-centric challenges are very irritating. Like last night, me and Jack played, I'd say, let's go with eight games.
Okay.
Let's go with eight games, and we did not get a single Slayer game until the last game. We both needed it for killing stuff.
Yep.
Or for a, whatever it's called. You know what I mean?
Challenges.
Yes. So, that was a little irritating. That would have been better to do. Got it. The audio is broken as hell. I can't hear anybody behind me ever, and when I do,
really?
They're right on top of me. And maybe it is just my headset, because it's pretty assy, but I can't hear nobody. Jack has the same problem, too. There might be something in the audio, because there are so many options to tweak this game to your set, to your liking, that maybe we can mess with something to fix it. Because he found a like YouTube video that he set his sticks and stuff to, and now he's playing so much better. He's much snappier. Yeah, it's a night and day difference. That's an issue.
I would say that, like, I haven't really noticed the audio stuff, but that's probably because whenever I'm playing, I have Discord pumping in through Bluetooth, and so I always have, like 8 to 10 people talking in my ear.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I can't say I'm super trying to pay attention to the game anyway, sound-wise, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I normally, I have my audio coming out through my TV. And so I'm not really getting that really in-depth audio.
Okay.
So if it is or isn't happening, I'm not really sure.
Okay.
And also I don't have like a good headset for my Xbox. So that's why I just use TV audio.
Okay. Let's see. They need enough nerf and buff some guns, of course. That's what Angry is going to do.
Anything specific?
I would like to see the commando be less ass, because the only way you're really good at that gun is if you crouch, and it's the recoil on it is just so ridiculous that I'm missing all the time, even though I should be hitting
the gun was a lot better in the beta as they did before, and then they nerfed it for for this.
So. Well, they really yeah, I feel like they really increased the recoil on it, and it makes it a lot less accurate.
It's just not and great
I know,
gun.
I know some people are like, well, it's good with burst fire, but if you're going to do burst fire, then just use a battle rifle.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I'd rather use a battle rifle. So there was a tweet today, I don't remember who it was or where I saw it from, that they're listening and they're going to put in some more playlists. They're going to put in SWAT and other stuff into the playlist.
Yeah.
They're listening to us, but they also said like straight up, hey, we want to get this stuff done. By the holiday time, they're going to stop, which is totally fine. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I was just about to say that. So they said that by the holidays, which I assume is Christmas, they will have a Slayer playlist, a SWAT playlist, and a Fiesta playlist. Which
fuck
I can
Fiesta.
Tell you,
I fucking hate that game, though.
Fiesta,
oh my god.
I'm not a huge fan of it.
Oh, like, it's so it's ass. It's rockets. Yeah. The worst part about that fucking game is the RNG.
So, here's my thing to fix Fiesta.
Okay.
Because here's what inevitably happens in Fiesta. Enough people spawn with rockets and sword that they drop to the ground, and eventually a whole team has rockets and sword. So what it needs to be is that when you die and drop your weapons, they disappear.
It's crazy. It's fucking bananas.
Yes,
because it happens all the time. Dude, we cannot win. We won maybe a handful of games. Fucking hate Fiesta. And I didn't like that it was tied to the Tenari event or whatever, how to say that. But that's fine because with these new boosts of progression, I think getting through that event pass would be a lot fucking easier than the way we were doing it.
Also, I just don't think a lot of stuff in the event was like,
I got the base
armor and I'm like, okay, that's all I care
about. Didn't get it. I want to get the base armor, but I don't really care. Like, I don't care about what my Spartan looks like most of the time because you're going to unlock stuff anyways.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't really care.
And that's, I'm not obsessed with that stuff. That, you know, that right there, Alex, is why all these people complaining on online is kind of, at least for me, for the most part, falling on deaf ears because I'm like, guys, the gameplay is there.
Yes.
It's fun as hell.
It's literally like there's it's small bit of tweaks that every video game needs, but other than that, like, dude, everything about this game is amazing. They could probably fit some hit collision and hit detection. But dude, like, I don't find a flaw in it. I really, it's crazy because this game launched right next to COD and right next to Battlefield, and those are so bad.
I mean,
they're literally putting Vince Zampella from Respawn onto the Battlefield thing because we want to make a Battlefield universe, and this game is falling apart. Well, you had Halo just throwing this out there, like, hey, here's this game, and all I'm seeing is bitching about cosmetics. No one is saying the game sucks. It's crazy. You got
Vince Zampella calling up Bonnie Ross. Hey, you guys need someone over there? 343
Gotta go quick.
There's things that are coming up with with some of the gun stuff that really would only come up once you get hundreds of thousands of people playing your game, and then you kind of realize like, oh yeah, you know, this needs to be changed.
Right. And it's like I think it's a great game. It's great. It's got tweaks it needs to do, and they're gonna get it because literally they keep telling us what they want to do and
so
keep doing stuff.
One issue that I've seen with most people complain about is that you don't get rewarded for how good you do in a game.
Right. I would like to see that. I think that'd be important. But I think that'll be something down the road because that seems like something they'd have to really mess with it a little bit more, kind of make sure it, like...
Did you see that video come out from a Japanese guy?
With the 26 headshots? It was crazy.
The 23 headshots from the sniper rifle.
Insane.
And I loved all the memes of, like, 23 headshots, 50 XP.
that was so cool. That was so fucking cool. That's what we're going to get more of. We're going to get tons of cool stuff like that.
I mean, as time
goes on.
It really shows that... you know, there's ways to, and obviously that, you know, that was something that was gained. You know, they set it up.
That was in a custom game.
But it is cool to see though that in those like extreme one in a million shots, you could get two or three headshots with one shot.
The possibilities are endless. And it's so cool.
The other thing is like, so a different podcast I listened to, John on there was saying that. So him and his friends are big Call of Duty guys.
Okay.
And he said the reason he likes Call of Duty is because with the gun progression in that, he says that he picks a gun he really likes and he just grinds for getting all the attachments to that gun. And he said that he was like, I don't give a shit about what my Spartan looks like in a first-person game. Because he was like, I never see the Spartan, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
So he was like, why can't I grind? And because he was like, if I played a game for 50 hours, I should... something that makes me better than someone that is just starting to play the game. And so he was like, so what's the point of playing a game if I can't like grind for better attachments for my battle rifle? What's the point? And I was, in my opinion of that is like, well, Halo's never had that.
No, I've never played a Halo game where I'm progressing a gun.
And that is actually why I don't like Call of Duty. Because I don't play a whole lot of Call of Duty, so when I go in and there's a guy that's been playing Call of Duty for every night for the past year, and they have, like, level 100 attachments for their gun, that no matter what I do, their gun is better than mine, I think that's bullshit.
Yeah, like, I totally, like, I like Call of Duty, and I like doing that stuff, but I also hate it because, like, it's a grind, and I don't want to grind all the guns, I want to grind a couple of them and be fine, but, like, oh, no, you gotta grind this gun because of the meta, and stuff. But
I do think they'll get better with some of the unlocks with the battle pass.
Yeah, I do stuff. Too. They keep telling us they're fixing it, and they're not lying. They haven't done anything like wrong.
Yeah, and what's crazy is like The game hasn't even fully launched yet.
No, it's like, still in a beta.
I know, and it's crazy. I saw the Christmas armor that's coming out for the Christmas event. I'm like, all right, that looks pretty cool. I want that.
Speaking of Christmas armor, so we'll wrap up here. Wrap up this, and we'll go on to the next topic. Did you guys see the upheaval about the Battlefield Santa armor?
Yeah, pissy.
So dumb. Like that's one reason I really don't like a lot of military shooters.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I think it's dumb that it's in the game in the first place. Yes, because
it's so stupid.
It's the Fortniteization of
And it's a weird Fortniteization. It's just a dude with a white beard.
It's one thing to have it in Halo because back in the day we had red versus blue. We had people making satire of Halo from way back in the day. But they've never had Battlefield. They've never had someone come in with a pink outfit going, "Hey guys, I'm here."
The problem with games like this is that when you introduce skins like this, what it does is here's a Santa outfit. And obviously they're going to make people pay for this. And so now suddenly any skin they release after this, it has to be more obscene than the Santa outfit. Because if they release something less obscene, why would I buy it? I already have the Santa outfit. Yep. So they have to just keep upping their game every skin they release. So now we have Santa. Next year we're going to have fucking Santa in a bathing
suit. Warzone is so annoying, man. Warzone is all this dumb crap.
You're gonna have a Richard Simmons and leopard print speedo.
Exactly. Yep. You're gonna have.
I would. Okay. Maybe I'd play a little more. But I really love Halo. I'm so excited for next week. I cannot wait. To play that campaign.
Yes.
Everybody that reported on that 4-hour chunk they played in the games media just
loved it. Yeah.
Even Jeff Gerstmann loved it. If Jeff Gerstmann loves a Halo fucking campaign, there's something great going on. Yep. That man is an old, schnively little ass. And I love him. Yeah, he's great. But, like, if he likes it, something's good about it. Yep. And I'm really excited. Yeah. I'm going to talk about Halo for a long time. Yeah. So
right, well, and then one last thing I'll say about multiplayer with nerfing is, in my opinion, they need to decrease the distance that the gravity hammer pulses. Like there's been times where I've been killed and I feel like I'm 50 feet away from some guy.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite melee weapon. The sword, the sword's a little on and off for me, but that hammer's the shit.
Yeah, no, I am an ass with the gravity hammer.
There's been a couple times like there's in one fiesta, this guy grapple hooked from like 100 feet away and sworded me, and I was like, okay, that was kind of cool. Like I'll give that to him.
Yeah. Right. Well, let's transition to the news now.
Yeah, we got two things we're going to talk about here.
A couple. We'll talk about so today during the Sacred Symbols that was recorded.
Says video. Does that mean do they just like they do a recording and send them Friday, or is it like a live type of thing?
They recorded
currently published for paying some Patreon subscribers.
Yeah, so if you pay, I think right $5 Patreon. Or maybe it's $2. Sorry, hold on.
I think it's $2. You get to see it the day after the record.
Oh, okay.
And then $5 gives you the ability to like send in comments and stuff.
You know, I know $2 is the comments. I think $5 is the.
I might have it like reversed. But
so, Colin has been saying for quite a long time that he has inside information on a new BioShock game, but he can't talk about it. And so I guess today,
which is like someone going, I have inside knowledge about aliens, but I can't talk about it.
Basically he didn't want to. He has a friend that obviously works with Cloud Chamber, and is developing the game. And he's not going to, like, his friend obviously told him what's going on, so he wasn't going to, like, go out and say it publicly without his friend telling him it's okay, because then he'd lose his friend. so I'm guessing I've not listened to the episode yet. I won't listen to it until Monday. But I'm guessing that his friend was probably like, hey, go ahead and blow the lid on it. I don't fucking care. So he reported that the new BioShock game is targeting a release for next year.
It was announced in 2019.
Yeah. Well, actually, it has never been officially announced.
There's been people within the industry saying it's happening.
Yeah,
but it's never been officially.
Hold on, one second, guys. You guys keep talking. I'll be right back. Right?
Go ahead. Okay. But it is going to take place in a fictional 1960s Antarctic city called Borealis. Yeah. So the game is codenamed Parkside. So he added internally the game is very secret and apparently totally locked up. Apparently the inclination there is that they understand full well that this game will be compared to what Ken Levine does, and that Take-Two is also publishing Levine's next game.
Makes me wonder if his source was gave the go ahead if this is going to be announced at the Game Awards.
Yeah, that's also a possibility. And so Scott Sinclair, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Scott Sinclair, who was the art director of the original BioShock and BioShock Infinite, is the art director of BioShock 4.
That's pretty cool. I wonder if it's going to take place above, under, or both of the ice.
What if it took place inside the ice caps? Like there's like a hidden city inside the ice that no one knows about.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I know, you know, some people were speculating like maybe like inside a volcano would be cool. Some people were saying that a moon base would be cool. Me personally, I thought like an inner Earth, like space in the Earth to where a city could be, would be kind of cool. But you know, Antarctic, you know, it could be cool. It'll be interesting to see.
Yep. And then we'll go on to the next story while we're waiting for Alex to get back. Are you back, Alex? Is that you?
Hold on one more second.
Oh, you're fine. So the next story we got is that it's been revealed from sources that PlayStation is going to launch its Game Pass rival next spring. Codenamed
Spartacus.
Yes, yeah, Spartacus. Which is interesting. A lot of the details are kind of thin right now. So the service, which is expected to launch next spring, will be available on both PS4 and PS5 and be structured across three payment tiers. So the tiers thing is what a lot of people have been getting confused about. Different reporting has been saying different things. The first tier, it says, would include existing PlayStation Plus benefits, such as online play and free monthly titles. The second tier would offer a large catalog of games similar to Microsoft's Game Pass service. And then the third tier would add extended demos, game streaming, and a library of classic PS1, PS2, PS3, and PSP games. So I guess what me and Alex were talking about off air earlier is this third tier, is it just PlayStation Now? Because it says game streaming. So there are already PS2 and PS3 games on PS Now. Obviously, there is not PS1 and PSP games. They could easily add those. But I mean, like, if it's just PlayStation Now, who gives a shit?
Yeah. Right. The thing that piqued my interest, and maybe I'm looking too much into it, maybe I'm just getting my hopes up, is that they're going to have PS1, 2, and 3 games that you'll be able to download and play natively. Whether it's through emulation or whatever, but if it's just like you can play PS1, 2, and 3 games, but you have to stream them, it's like, well, I've played PlayStation 3 games on my PS4 and PS5 using PlayStation Now, and I don't like it.
Yeah,
me
either.
I really don't. And yeah, does it work? Sure, it works, but it's not a great experience.
Yeah.
And to a point where, you know, earlier this year, I was playing Fallout 3 on PS3 via streaming, and it got to a point where I was like, you know, I'm just going to hook up my old PS3 and play it natively because I don't like streaming.
Yeah. It's just like when you're playing it, it's just, there's like something in the back of your head just being like, this just, it's just not right. Just yeah. Something feels off. Other than this, there's not much more details other than Jason Schreier saying that first party games will not be day and date like Xbox does. So anyone hoping for that can just stop hoping for it because it's not.
Well, yeah, and I mean, Jim Ryan said a while ago that.
Take anything he says with a grain of salt. I don't believe anything that motherfucker
says. while it's true, when he did say that Sony has no plans to offer their first party games day one, I actually take that at face value and I believe him.
Sure, I mean, I do, but I don't think that was Jim Ryan saying that. Like, I know it came from him, but I think that's more of like that is a PlayStation like ideology. Yeah, you know what I'm
saying.
We got you. This obviously is being leaked. I assumed that this would probably be announced at some kind of PlayStation event sometime next year, maybe February, March, around there or something. As of right now, after reading all this, I don't care.
Yeah, nothing. like if I get any benefit to my already PlayStation Plus membership,
yeah,
sweet. If not, exactly. I'm not gonna go above.
I mean, to me, it sounds like, you know, with Xbox, you have Xbox Live Gold, you have Game Pass, and then you have Xbox Live Ultimate. What it sounds like to me is Game Pass Ultimate. What it sounds like to me is they're gonna have PlayStation Plus. They're gonna have a different tier that has a package of games that might not even include PS Plus, and then they're gonna have a third tier that might combine the both of them with extra benefits.
I don't know. It sounds like you can't have tier one without having. I mean, you can't have tier two without having tier one.
That could be. But
with them saying that this service is expecting to merge PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now, I just don't care about PlayStation Now.
No, yeah. Like, I'm not,
only unless unless they figure out the backwards compatibility with PS3, I don't care. I really don't. Nothing they can do other than actually figuring the backwards compatibility out will make me care.
Yeah, I just really feel like if there is a group of talented techies and coders and what have you at Microsoft who are able to figure out how to get a base Xbox One to emulate 360 games, then there should be some people at Sony able to figure out how to get a PlayStation 5 to emulate PS3 games. There's fucking coders out there who aren't even being paid who are figuring this out for PC, how to emulate emulate PS3 games.
My question would be, when you look at the Uncharted trilogy on PS4, those games were not remade in like PS4 style. Those are just the PS3 games that were up-resed or whatever. Like, they figured out how to get those PS3 games to play on a PS4 natively. So, like, I understand that there might be some PS3 games that for whatever reason don't fucking work. I get it.
Yeah.
But you're telling me that you can't take, like, the top 100 PS3 games and say, like, they fucking work now. I don't get it.
I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, okay, look, the only way I'm going to care is if you go, yo, you can play every Metal Gear Solid.
Exactly.
Like,
doesn't it look
backwards game I don't I've never
doesn't
played.
It look like shit for Sony when you can say I can play Metal Gear Solid 1, 2, 3, and 5 all natively on my Xbox Series X?
Yes, it
but
does.
I can't do that on my PS5.
You know, games that never actually originally came out on a console. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
And that's this is a weird look.
I think that Sony wants to make sure that they're getting something in return for people playing PS3 games, continuing to play the PS3 games. Obviously, unless you have the disc and you play it on the PS3. But yeah, they want a way to get something in return. And what better way than to tie it to some kind of subscription?
Yeah.
In my mind, what better way than to use PS3 games playing natively on your PS5 or, through emulation or, not streaming.
Yeah.
What better way than to say, hey, you can do this if you pay us $15 a month.
So one of my predictions for, I think it was E3 or maybe whatever it was, maybe it was just a prediction for like this year in general. I said that Sony would introduce their Game Pass rival and it would be very underwhelming. If they were to come out and announce this today officially, I consider this very underwhelming.
Very, very, yes. Not.
Now, no, obviously, my prediction isn't going to come true because they're not going to announce this till next year sometime. But still, like, this does nothing to make – it doesn't give me hope that they're going to put out a good rival to Game Pass. So do we have anything else to say on this? Or
no, I don't care. And I hope to talk about it eventually, and it'll be weird.
All right, so let's before we go on the game.
There's one thing I forgot to mention. Okay. They did mention classic games such as PS1 and PSP, and those PSP games are not currently on PS4.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying they could easily add those to PlayStation Now. I assume it's just like a flip of a switch.
So I mean that even if it's streaming, that is still adding other systems. So.
Before we move on to the Game Awards, I just want to say how bullshit Take-Two is for suing Hazelight Studios about the name It Takes Two.
Yeah, like what the fuck? What the fuck do you think you're gonna accomplish, dude?
Like, come on, it's a small indie studio, and you're like, I don't know. Take-Two is a schoolyard bully.
Yeah,
and they're just going and like punching the other kid in the ground, being like, "You have the same name as me. You can't have it."
They're gonna get to the point to where when you're filming a movie, it's gonna be take one, take three,
take four, take two. All right, so moving on to the actual topic of the show here, with the Game Awards, which airs in 6 days. I'm super excited about it. So do we all have...
Yeah, I can't wait, in the words of from Giant Bomb, I can't wait to see Keeley's surprise.
Yeah.
So, I mean, within the last, 24 hours, there's been some pretty shitty things with him, but I am excited too.
Do we all have a few, one or two predictions for, announcements? Yeah.
I got two.
Okay, cool.
Let's start with those.
Are you sure? I was going to start with the awards.
Okay, let's go. Awards. Yeah.
We'll go through these real quick.
Okay.
So first one, we have most anticipated game.
Most anticipated game.
Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden
West. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on, what the fuck? Most anticipated. Okay, go to the... Oh, shit. Okay, so I went to the Game Awards website, and I just did drop-down menu and went through everything. Okay, continue. I'm sorry. I had to go find that. That's at the end of it. Okay, continue.
Yeah, so I went all the way to the end, so I'm on category 25 or 30, and I'm going to go back up towards...
Okay, cool.
Because I wasn't going to start with Game of the Year.
That's fine.
So we have Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Breath of the Wild sequel, and Starfield.
Okay. I'll go first, and then we'll go Josh Andrew. Elden Ring for me.
Okay, so you got Elden Ring. Josh?
Starfield.
Oh, you're going Starfield. Okay. I'm also going to go Elden Ring because this fan base is in fucking annoying as hell. Like, they don't fucking shut up.
They don't stop talking about Song Game. It's like, play something else.
Yeah. Next, we have Best Debut. Oh, why is this not typing?
Indie.
Best Debut Indie. Another... So we have The Artful Escape, The Forgotten City, Kena Bridge of Spirits, Sable, and Valheim.
I'm going to go with Valheim.
Okay.
I'm no Kana because that's the only one I've played and the only one I even know what the fuck it is.
So I know what most of these are.
Yeah, I know what most of these
are. Josh, you're going with Kana?
Yeah.
I regret never playing Valheim because I don't have the PC for it, and I tried to. And I,
So I'm also going to go Kana. So cool. My second would have been Forgotten City because it seemed like that got pretty good reception. Next up,
you didn't have no one votes for it is because it's the Forgotten City.
Yeah.
We're going to skip the next one because I don't know who any of these people are.
Content creators? Yeah, no fucking clue. I picked the dude named Galls. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Okay. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that dude. You know, the guy.
That's multiplayer. Now, this, I believe. Okay, they all are. I was going to say. There's a category that has games that weren't released this year. I think that's like
no, they're called best ongoing game. Yep.
Yeah. So, Alex, what do you got for this?
I got New World.
Oh, so Josh, you probably don't see the games, right?
No.
So we have Back for Blood, Knockout City, It Takes Two, Monster Hunter Rise, New World, and Valheim.
I'm gonna go. It Takes Two.
Nice.
And I want when Joseph Ferris walks on stage, I want a lawyer to hand him a cease and desist as he walks.
And then you know what he says? Fuck the cease and desist. Rips it up and walks.
He's gonna come out and be like, "Thank you for our work for It Takes Three." Like,
shit, that's funny as hell.
It Takes 2.1. all right, next we have best sports. / racing game. I hate that they put these in one category, but that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I think it's because on any given year, there's probably not enough racers to fill out its own category.
That's true. So we have F1 2021, FIFA 22, Forza Horizon 5, Hot Wheels Unleashed, and Riders Republic. Are we all going Forza? I mean,
fuck yeah, we are. Are you kidding me?
So are we saying what we want to win or what we think is going to win?
What we think is going to win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm going to be tallying and doing points. All right. Next, we have best sim / strategy game. And we have Age of Empires 4.
Yep, it's 4.
Strategy. Sorry, I'm trying to
type and talk.
Read it at the same time.
Put strategery.
Strategery.
We have Evil Genius 2, World Domination, Humankind, Inscription, and Microsoft Flight Simulator, which is weird because it won last year, but because it launched on Xbox this year,
it can also be for this one.
Yeah,
because that's also there's also what other game was in. There's another game. Cyberpunk is in some of these lists, which is weird.
So I'm gonna go with Age of Empires. Cyberpunk was not eligible last year because it came out in December.
Oh yeah, okay. I forgot. I'm gonna go with Age of Empires 4.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Flight Simulator again.
Yep, that's a good one.
Okay. I'm going to go with Inscription. I think this is the first category.
Another game I wish I could play because it like looks so fucking.
That is, I believe it's PC only.
Yep.
So Josh is going with Flight Simulator. Alright, next up we have
Best Family.
Family game, which this category is really weird because of one game that's in this. I like how they obviously I understand they don't put game. Like for last one, it's not best sports game,
right?
But just hearing best family is really, really weird.
Right. It's like, do you like the Belmonts or do you like?
So we have It Takes Two, which should not be a category, but it is. That is not a game for families.
No, it's not. It's actually the opposite.
We got Mario Party Superstars, new Pokemon Snap, Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury, and WarioWare Get It Together.
Forgot that Mario game came out. Yeah. I'll take Mario Party.
Right, Mario Party for Alex. Josh, what do you got?
I'm gonna go to Power of Pokemon and say Pokemon Snap.
Okay.
The power of Pokemon compels you. The power of Pokemon compels you.
I think a lot of people forgot that game even came out this year.
Yeah, I mean.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, I have bro. I looked at this list. And was like, this what one's. The fuck are
I think
games?
I'm gonna go with Mario 3D World.
Oh, I thought we were going on the next. Bowser the next 3. Category is fucking weird, bro. I don't know any of those games. Fighting one, no idea.
So best fighting category. We have.
Don't even say it. Don't.
Just Demon just Slayer. Say, no, man. I'm gonna say it.
Fucking whatever.
Demon Slayer dash Kimetsu no Yaiba.
I was gonna say these are fucking ads and podcasts. We've
the Hinokami Chronicles.
There we go.
Guilty Gear. Melty Blood Type Lumina.
Oh my god.
Nickelodeon All Star Brawl and Virtua Fighter 5 Ultimate Showdown.
I'm only gonna go with Guilty Gear because I've heard Jason H. Drinker talk about it, and that's it.
Josh,
I'm gonna go with the first one.
Demon Slayer.
Yep, Demon Slayer.
Kimetsu no Yaiba, the Hinokami Chronicles. I'm not typing that all out. I'll go Guilty Gear also.
Before we move on, I forgot to mention that for Black Friday, I bought Mortal Kombat 11 for PS4 for $14.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you put that into your PS5, you get a free PS5 upgrade.
Oh, cool.
Which they are also selling that, the PS5 version, for $24.
But the difference with that is the PS5 version, it had like the first expansion with it.
Oh, okay. I got a free upgrade to PS5, and then I did start playing the story, and it is pretty cool.
It is. Crazy story. I like it.
All right. So next category is best role playing game. We have Cyberpunk 2077, Monster Hunter Rise, Scarlet Nexus, Shin Megami Tensei 5, and Tales of Arise.
So before we move on, I regret not buying Monster Hunter Rise for $26 because I was really trying to. I really wanted.
What's it retail at?
Like 50 or 60?
I didn't know. No, 60, I don't think it's 60. I thought it would. I thought it retailed at 40? Maybe it is 60.
Something like that. No. But anyways, I regret buying it. But I'm gonna go with Tales of Arise. I think it's gonna be a real big on people's list. Yeah. Actually, two or three of these games are gonna be on top 10 list.
Yeah, Josh.
Tales and the other one.
I'm gonna go with Monster Hunter.
There you go.
Yeah, Monster Hunter.
Damn, this year ruled. Jesus.
Yeah. We're all gonna have different options here because I'm choosing Scarlet Nexus.
Wow, you're not gonna go with Tales, huh?
So I think the issue is I don't think enough people played Tales at these outlets. That's why I think more people played Scarlet Nexus because I remember hearing a lot more about that when it came out.
Okay.
I want Tales of Arise to win, but
yeah, for sure.
Next one is best action / adventure.
Okay.
And we have Guardians of the Galaxy, Metroid Dread, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, and Resident Evil Village. This is actually very close to the Game of the Year category, except
almost
for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to go with Metroid.
Okay.
I'm going to go...
Very like a Sophie's Choice here. Like, you know,
I'm going to go with Ratchet and Clank.
Okay. I'm gonna go Psychonauts.
Okay.
Next category is best action game. You know, because the last one was action adventure, guys.
Yeah, no is adventuring it? In this bullshit. No yeah. adventures here.
We have Back for Blood, Chivalry 2, Deathloop, Far Cry 6, and Returnal.
I went with Deathloop, and I'm going to go to the bathroom. We'll be back.
Okay. Good.
I'm going to go with Returnal.
Returnal. I think I'm also going to go Returnal on that. Returnal, that was actually the game I was looking for Black Friday sales because I was like, if I can get like a good $30 price tag on that, I might pick it up. But I couldn't find one. Couldn't find it anywhere cheaper than 50. I was like, I'm not.
Yeah, I won't drop 50 on it. That one, they're being pretty stingy on.
Yeah.
But it might be because they're still seeing strong sales for it, so we're like, there's no need for a sale.
Next category, we have best.
Alex, it sounded like you just baseball slid into your mic.
Yeah, my bed is very creaky, so I didn't sound like I was.
We have best VR / AR game, which I think all these are VR games, so I don't even know why it says AR on it. We have Hitman 3. I Expect You to Die 2.
What?
I guess they needed a sequel.
What now? Okay.
Lone Echo 2. Resident Evil and Sniper Elite VR.
Resident Evil 4.
Okay.
I also will go with Resident Evil 4.
And I am also going with Resident Evil 4, which I need to fucking... I'm waiting for a sale on that because I don't want to buy it.
Yeah.
Category, we have. Do you want to do this one or not? Innovation and accessibility.
Did you say you want to do it?
I'm asking you if you want to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I got something for it.
Okay. All right, so we have Far Cry 6, Forza Horizon 5. Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, and The Veil, Shadow of the Crown, which I've never heard of.
Ratchet and Clank.
Okay.
Ratchet and Clank for me, too.
Okay.
Do you guys think we should have a category for most inaccessible game? The game is hardest to play.
It'll be a fucking Dark Souls game every year.
Not to butt in here, but the Paper Mario release for N64 and Switch is December 10th.
Yes.
So next Friday.
Yes, awesome.
I will be buying
that. I'm going with 4,005 on this because they allowed you to pick pronouns and
that is pretty cool.
And you were able to pick arms and legs are like
fake. Oh yeah, robots. You can give yourself
fucking weird.
Yeah, prosthetics. Yeah,
it's so strange. And
there's also a lot of good for like if you have disabilities for in that game. So
okay.
Next one, we have best community support. We have Apex Legends, Destiny 2, D14 Online, Fortnite, and No Man's Sky.
Final Fantasy 14.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with a wild card here, and I'm gonna say No Man's Sky wins it. Again, I don't know if they won this category last year.
No, last year they won best ongoing game.
Okay, but I'm gonna go with No Man's Sky.
Okay.
Wow.
I think I'm also gonna go Final Fantasy 14 because they had a very I wouldn't even say like they've been big for a few years, but this year seemed they had released a big expansion. So I think a lot of people are talking about. So.
But it's also they've also pissed a lot of people off because no one can get in their damn servers.
Best mobile game. It's weird that they put the word game in this category, but no other ones.
I would have went with Mobile Alabama for best mobile.
So we have Fantasian, Genshin Impact, League of Legends Wild Rift, Marvel Future Revolution, and Pokemon Unite.
I'm gonna go with the League of Legends one.
I'm going to go Genshin Impact.
Okay. Gosh. It's really between that and Pokemon Unite for me. I'll go Genshin also. It seems to still be in the zeitgeist. Next category, we have best indie game, which is different from best debut indie game.
Sure.
We have basically I think the last one was like it has to be like a studio's first game. So this one could be anything, sequel game for a developer, whatever. We have 12 Minutes, Death's Door, Inscription, Kena Bridge of Spirits, and Loop Hero.
I'm gonna go with Death's Door.
I'm going to go Kena. Which wasn't Kena in Best Debut Game as well?
Yeah, but when it can be in both because.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's their first game, but it could also be best indie game.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I'll go Kane for this one. We have best ongoing game for the next one. Mm-hmm. We have Apex Legends. Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, Genshin Impact, and Call of Duty Warzone.
I'm going to go with Final Fantasy 14.
I'm going to go with Final Fantasy 14 as well.
I'm gonna go Genshin on this one.
Okay.
I really want Apex to win it, but I don't like this game too.
That'd be dope.
Next we have Games for Impact. I've never heard of, well, I've heard of a couple of these games. We have Before Your Eyes, Boyfriend Dungeon.
I've heard of that.
Chicory, A Colorful Tale.
I've heard of that.
Life is Strange, True Colors, and No Longer Home.
I'm going to go with Chicory, just because Chicory's okay. Cool.
Giant Bomb talk about that.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Boyfriend Dungeon, because that sounds like a porno.
Oh, yeah, I remember that game. That's the one that had a lot of controversy because of with the whole mom thing.
Ah.
I'm going to go Life is Strange. Okay, next up, only a handful of categories left. Best Performance.
Okay.
This is always a good category. 2 years ago, the dude from Death Stranding won.
Norman Reedus?
Not Norman Reedus.
What the fuck?
Mads Mikkelsen?
Yeah, Mads Mikkelsen won 2 years ago. And okay. Then last year, Laura Bailey won for what's her name in Last of Us Part 2?
Okay.
Abby?
Yeah. So we have Erica Mori. She played Alex Chen in Life is Strange, True Colors.
Okay.
Giancarlo Esposito, who played Anton Castillo in Far Cry 6. Jason, who played Colt Vaughn in Deathloop. Maggie Robertson, who played Lady Dimitrescu in Resident Evil Village, and Ozioma Kaga, who played Juliana Blake in Deathloop.
The one that's from Life is Strange.
Okay, so I will just go Life is this one. Josh?
I'm going to go with Giancarlo Esposito.
Nice. Okay,
so you're going to go Far Cry... Six. I am I'm gonna go with I'm actually going with what I want to win on this one. I don't really care. Okay. I want Lady Dimitrescu to win this. I'm going with people voting for the big sexy vampire lady. I think that actually I think that either the guy from Deathloop or the chick from Deathloop is going to win that, actually. If I would have went with my brain instead of my heart. Next, we have Best...
Be honest, it wasn't your heart that went with it.
We have Best Audio Design next. Deathloop, Forza Horizon 5, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, Resident Evil Village, and Returnal.
RE8.
I'm gonna go with Forza because I think this is best audio. You said
best audio design. Excuse
me. Oh yeah, I'm gonna go with Forza.
Okay. I'm gonna go Returnal on this one. Imagine how boring it would have been if we all had the same answers for every category. this next one is best score and music. So this would be the more like soundtrack.
Yep.
We have The Artful Escape, Cyberpunk 2077, Deathloop, one I actually don't think belongs in this category, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Near Replicant. I don't think Guardians belongs because it's not original score. It's just a bunch of cool 80s songs through in the game. Like, it's cool, but I don't think it beats an original, really cool soundtrack.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Artful Escape.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Cyberpunk because I really did like the techno music in Cyberpunk.
Okay. I'm gonna go Deathloop for this. I want Nier Replicant to win, but I don't think it's going to. Next, we have Best Art Direction.
Okay.
We have The Artful Escape, Deathloop, Kena: Bridge of Spirits, Psychonauts 2, and Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart.
Kena: Bridge of Spirits.
Yep. I'm also going to go with Kena. That game is beautiful. Yep,
this is one where we're all three going to go for the same one. Best Narrative. We have Deathloop, It Takes Two, Life is Strange, True Colors, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Psychonauts 2.
I'm going to go with Life is Strange.
What does it say about me that I've played none of these games?
I've played bits of four of them. No, three of them.
I'll go It Takes Two as well.
Alex went Life is Strange.
Oh, It Takes Two then.
Okay.
I will go. Fuck. Man, this is hard. I'm going to go Deathloop. Two left. Next, we have Best Game Direction. Deathloop, It Takes Two, Returnal, Psychonauts 2, and Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart.
Deathloop.
Okay.
I'm going to go Ratchet and Clank.
I'm going to go... I'm going to go Deathloop also on this. I think Deathloop's going to be the game that takes the most awards.
Okay.
I mean, it's got the biggest chances, and it's in the most categories.
Mm-hmm.
And then the biggest one, we have Game of the Year. Deathloop, It Takes Two, Metroid Dread, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, and Resident Evil Village.
I'll go with Ratchet & Clank.
Guys,
yes.
Never underestimate a nice big pair of bodacious vampire titties, if you know what I mean.
Oh, fucking yep!
I'm going Resident Evil.
Resident Evil Village. Okay. I think we're all gonna have a separate answer here, which is cool.
Right.
It's weird because you almost got to play the politics on this. You almost got to think of, like, I feel like this is the year it could be an underdog.
Okay.
Because there's no, when you look at the list of the game, I don't think any of these games pop off as, like, this game is, like, a generation-defining game.
Right.
Like, there's no God of War, it's no Breath of the Wild, it's no Last of Us 2.
I mean, Resident Evil 8 introduced me to big woman fetishes, so.
Josh has a stomping fetish now. So I'm debating, like, how do I want, do I want to go a wild card and go, like, something like It Takes Two for Game of the Year? Would it get enough votes? Because I feel like some of these are going to, I feel like the Psychonauts 2 and the Ratchet and Clank thing are gonna, like, maybe, like, take votes away from each other, and then Fuck, I'm. You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna go Metroid Dread.
That's a good idea. That was my other option.
Yeah. Nope. I think that's the one I think is gonna. Like, I'm looking at this. I'm going. You know, you divide 6 into 100, and I mean, you're talking like what, like 18%. Okay. So.
Is it 100 votes?
No, but I mean, like,
oh, okay.
If you look at 100% of the vote, but you start dividing on what things get, none of these is going to get like 50% of the vote. Everything, I think, is going to be spread out. So, what is going to get like 20% of the vote and like go above everyone else, you know, 23%, whatever? And I think that I don't know. I think it's going to be close. So, I think Metro Dread's going to take it. And that is the end of the awards. So let's go into our predictions before
we
wrap this up.
All right. So I will start. I think they're going to announce one of the many Star Wars games that are rumoredly in development.
So at least one Star Wars game will be announced.
At least, yes.
Do you want to narrow down who you think's gonna be developing it?
It'll be the Respawn one. It'll be the Fallen Order.
You think they're gonna tease or show Fallen Order 2?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Let's just take a second real quick and remember what was announced last year.
I don't even remember.
Last year we got Arc 2 with Vin Diesel.
Yeah, we did. That was a year ago. Which has not
been talked about at all, really.
Yeah. That I can't. I remember watching Kind of Funny and someone being like, is that Vin Diesel?
Yeah. All right. Josh, let's hear your first one.
Okay. We are going to see, finally, either gameplay or just like a trailer of Fable. Mark's office finally gonna show it.
Gameplay or trailer for
like more than just like the what we got before when it just showed a sword sticking out of the ground.
I'm going my first prediction before. I don't know if any of you guys have this, but I'm going to steal it before you guys do. Kojima is going to be there and announce his new game.
Damn, okay.
Hey, Alex, what's number two?
I think they're going to reveal that BioShock game. There's all these rumors, leaks already. It just seems like, come on, that's a little too...
Yeah.
Like, why would Colin all of a sudden just talk about that? I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
Good bet. My other prediction... Starfield gameplay. We're gonna see it.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay.
I like that a lot.
And I know that some people might be like, you know, why, like they would do a dedicated event for Bethesda / Microsoft, but I would say that they, in the past, I would say that those people would be right, but now they're being a lot more open with Starfield.
Yeah.
Open on how they're developing it.
Yeah,
and I think we're going to see gameplay.
Yep. My last one is we get the first... I don't want to word this. We get release date.
Okay.
And gameplay.
Okay. We're getting somewhere.
God damn it. Can I type here? Four...
Okay.
The Breath of the Wild sequel.
Ooh, okay. Now we're cooking.
Yep.
This isn't a prediction or anything, but I don't think Nintendo will be there at all.
Ooh.
They've been at every show though. Everyone in some capacity, so they're gonna be there
like,
for something.
It's like they're gonna be there to accept rewards and stuff, but I think they will have no announcements.
Okay.
Yeah, it's possible.
I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean,
next week we'll come back with the
Maybe hopefully we can record next Friday. It'll be the day after.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. I'll do that.
I mean, there's a lot of other predictions out there. People think that Sony would be there with Naughty Dog to show off Factions.
That'd be cool if they showed off some Last of Us HBO stuff. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be also cool. I mean, Jeff has said that there's a lot of there is over, I think he said, like, what was the number? Like 48 game announcements.
God.
And he said, I think he said like a dozen of them are newly announced games that no one knows about.
That's awesome. I'm so excited. I'm really excited for this.
Yeah.
And now after BioShock is like 11 games no one knows about.
Yep.
All right, boys. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. I think just definitely really excited for next Thursday.
I'm really excited too.
I'm always excited to see Akila come out and excited to see what kind. There's always Game Awards sales that go on with Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft. So excited to see what those are going to be.
Me too. All right, boys. Well, I will talk to you guys later then.
Yep.
All right. Take it easy.
See ya.